The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Bo, Hope the producer. We hope we motivate you to be healthier. Move. Simply moving could really benefit you. Hope wants to go to the extreme. She's talking about 75 hard. My daughters are into that. Man, that's a big commitment. We talked about it on Friday. I found that I think I just need to stretch more. Be a little more flexible. So I'm rolling around the living room floor. Dogs are jumping on me. My wife, Celeste, like, what are you doing? I said, I'm stretching. And she laughs and walks away. Comes back few minutes later. Why are you still on the ground? I'm stretching. I'm trying. Laughs and walks away. I'm just playing with the dogs. Does that sound better? Does that sound more believable
right.
for me? But this 75 hard, it's a commitment. You're giving up booze. You're eating properly. You're putting in some reading, drinking more water. I mean, there's a lot of things there.
And then you're also doing two 45-minute workouts a day, mm-hmm. one of which has to be outdoors, rain or shine, sleet or snow. You got to be outside. And we're coming into fall, and the weather is going to turn quick. But I've been thinking about doing it. One of the reasons is I want to be so tired that I don't think about texting some of my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, so you're going to do the hard 75?
You're going to stay so busy so you don't feel lonely. Is
yes.
that it? Okay.
I went so far. I've been practicing, trying to see if I really could do two workouts a day. So I did two workouts over the weekend. And I put wrist weights on for my walk so that my arms would be so heavy that I wouldn't even want to hold my phone. I was like, how tired can I make my arms?
My gosh.
There's a lot of thought in there. That's like wow. Hope hard 75. You're going next level.
It's like hitting yourself with a mallet. I knocked myself out. That way, I'm too unconscious to be able to call my exes. And it worked.
You know, that's better than what I've tried to walk with. You know, bugs love me. I'm all you can eat. The mosquitoes, they see me coming. So I'm on the trails. I'm zip, 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 constantly scratch it back on my calf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The front there, the knee and everything. So my wife got these mosquito repellent. They look like bungee cords, but you put them on your ankles or you put them on your wrist, right? So she got it for both of us, and they're yellow. So they're bright yellow. And so I got them on my wrist and on my ankles, and I'm walking like you. Mine is to prevent being eaten alive by these mosquitoes. Yours was so you don't text. Then I stop at a convenience store for a little replenishing, hydrating drink, and this motorcycle guy is laughing at me. He's looking at my wristbands and my ankle bracelets. Really?
Nice jewelry.
Really? So I don't get eaten. Really? And he's laughing and everybody's pointing at me. I'm like, this is for the mosquito repellent.
Right.
What do you think? I wear this all the time. It's not my style.
Well, it really they kind of look like something you throw your hair up with when you have long hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it looked like you had hair scrunchies on both your arms and legs.
So I offer. Yes, it did. Anyway, I'm like, here, you want to borrow him? Do you get bitten on the bike? He's like, I'm not putting that on. I'm like, oh boy, what an experience. I got to get back on the trail. Keep walking.
I got to go.
Yeah. So you're going to go all in. Are you going to do this 75 hard?
I'm thinking about starting it next week because there's no alcohol and I have a wedding on Friday. So
it's not a good time for me.
I think.
What do you think's going to happen when you go to that wedding, you have a little drinky poo, and you start texting the exes?
No, phone's going to be locked away in the car.
Yeah, right.
On Friday, leave the phone with TJ. She'll lock it up.
I think that's a good idea. And I'll give it back to you when the 75, whatever it is done.
All you're right.
75 days, I'm going to be without my phone now?
Yes. You can't be trusted.
92.5 WBEE. How about this for seal of approval? Blake Shelton talking about Post Malone.
He's so knowledgeable about country music. The fact that it's truly coming from a place of, I think a dam finally burst with him and he's just able to do this thing. that he's always wanted to do versus just trying something different. You know, I feel like Post is probably here to stay in country music.
Wow, what a seal of approval. Blake Shelton.
I ended up down a rabbit hole of Post Malone on stage, you know, people who were posting videos. And I'm like, man, that guy dances like nobody's watching. Have you seen his dancing? I'm like, I don't know whether I'm a little disturbed, but I can't look away. I'm like, what's he doing?
I feel like he and I should go for a dance off.
Yeah.
It's not, whatever it is, it's like definitely coming from deep down within. And he's just like, his inhibitions are totally gone.
And if you're not sure if you're a good dancer, no one's ever told you or not, just blame it on Post Malone. I dance like Posty or I dance like Hope. Either way is a good excuse.
If people are staring, they can't look away.
I've explicitly been told multiple times that I'm a terrible dancer. So if someone tells you that they dance like me, I'm sorry.
You know, Blake Shelton was on College Game Day. He was a celebrity picker this Saturday morning. Jelly Roll has done it. Luke Bryan's done it. Jason Aldean is hoping to be invited. They haven't invited him yet. He feels a little slighted. So they get some country artists on there. And they even Matthew McConaughey's done it. They get some actors. But Blake Shelton was fun. He was joking with the guys. And he lives in Oklahoma, you know. So they were at the game. It was Tennessee at Oklahoma. So he's Oklahoma. He'd get the crowd going, just saying it. And they're all screaming. And he goes, look, back in the day, my sister shaved the side of my head like Bosworth. Brian Bosworth was the big, blonde, spiky hair linebacker for Oklahoma. But he was doing it before anybody, shaving the sides of his heads, the lines in there. And so Blake said as a kid, his sister did it to him. do you ever look back at those photos and you're showing your kids and they're like, what were you thinking? No, it was a big deal back then. It really was.
They still want it done. I mean, I can't tell you how many times. Well, Liam was little. I don't know where he saw it, but he always wanted lightning bolts. And he kept asking for lightning bolts on the side of his head. I go, son, your head is so pale and your hair is so blonde that you can't see it, hon. And so he's like, I still want it done. So he'd get all upset because he'd look in the mirror and you can't see it. It's like blonde on white and you can't see it. And he just wanted this lightning bolt on the side of his head. And I'm almost like, should have drawn on there with something.
Or use a color, all that hair color spray
something.
Now.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just...
at any given time, did you have anything shaved from your head?
No.
Not at all?
Nope.
See, I did the mohawk and stuff for football and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. No. I got the picture if you want to see it. How about you? Shaved your head at all?
No, I've never shaved my head.
I have been every color, though, for any show I was in. Any play I was cast in, it's like they always wanted to change my hair color.
Okay.
They're like, oh, yeah, this is a redheaded role. I'm like, okay, great. Well, this one, we really picture you with dark black hair. I'm like, oh, okay. So I have been every color in the rainbow.
Well, because you got the theater background, you did a lot of live shows.
And it's just hair.
So what's great is whenever you want to change your hair color, okay, we don't judge. You want to do it? You do it. Yeah. But you could always use that excuse. Well, I'm in this play. If it, you know, maybe.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not, I'm in a show.
It's for theater.
It's for the show.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. So you can become a new parent, especially for the first time. You might need a little help. Hope says Baby Olympics is the new thing. It's pretty much where your friends or family members let you borrow their baby to become a good parent when you have yours.
Yeah, I just saw my friends do this. They're pregnant and first time parents. So they went, borrowed their friend's baby, and the parents were like, okay, now we got to have you making a bottle, but you got to do it while you're holding the baby. They're making the baby crying sounds so that he's like ready to handle the stress of that. They're like, okay, now you got to test it, make sure it's not too hot. Jeez. Okay, now we're going into diaper changing, now we're going into sucking boogers, like every possible thing.
The booger sucker,
yeah,
that was our technical term for it too,
the booger sucker.
Yeah.
So did they say it helped doing all these activities before they have theirs, what to be prepared for? It seems like a good idea.
They did great. So they felt a lot more reassured with the baby coming that they were prepared.
I can't remember what it was in high school. Maybe it was a form of economics, but we had to wear the fake belly as boys to know what it feels like to be pregnant. And so
you know, you, for the week, I had to walk around with, you know.
Wow.
So I had to.
A week?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So I had, you know, I was happy husky. And then really, with the, you know, fake pregnancy belly there. Yeah. They, that was when I went to school, they taught that and, you know, teaching other things about
parenthood,
safety and parenthood. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know where I'm going with that.
I've seen that on TikTok where the dad, they go through and put like a watermelon on his stomach and then take saran wrap to really hold it all in there and be like, okay, now bend down, pick something up.
Right.
Let's see if you can do all these things with a big belly on front of you.
Now
so.
Sleep and drive and do all the things that you do during the day. Yeah.
Give major props to moms out there. Thank you so much for all you do. Multitasking.
That's pretty funny, though. I mean, I probably would have, before I had Morgan, before you have your first, you do freak out like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I remember being in the hospital and thinking, I can't believe they're just going to give this baby to me to take home. Like, I got scared.
Yeah.
You know? And I just kept reading those. At the time, it was just like Parent Magazine. I was just reading all these articles because it made me feel like, okay, I'm going to be more prepared because I've read more about it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever gives you that reassurance, we're going to do it anyways. It's our human nature to figure it out and we do it. But to help our own, like, peace of mind. Yeah. Maybe having like a little, a run through, if you will. Like,
cause I remember when we were having our kids and after, you know, the first one, you're just nervous. Like, I don't know. Start. Am I ready? And I remember the doctors and nurses like, it'll come to you naturally.
I know. And you're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
How will I know? Like, you just will. Like it's some sort of magic. Yes. They're like, it'll just happen. I'm like, but what if it doesn't?
I need cliff notes.
I know.
I know what's going to happen.
What if I'm different than the other people on the planet?
Right.
What if it doesn't just happen for me? But they are so right. How many nurses had to stay up and assure first-time parents?
Yeah.
Baby It'll Olympics. Just be happening.
Baby Olympics. I like that. Do a little trial run there. Of, and the key is the multitasking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holding. One arm making a bottle. One arm changing. What, you know, and you're holding and this and that. Yeah.
And just make the parent feel more confident.
You can do it. And if all else fails, give us a call or text. We'll walk you through everything. We're here for you. You know that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Bo, Hope the producer. We hope we motivate you to be healthier. Move. Simply moving could really benefit you. Hope wants to go to the extreme. She's talking about 75 hard. My daughters are into that. Man, that's a big commitment. We talked about it on Friday. I found that I think I just need to stretch more, be a little more flexible. So I'm rolling around the living room floor. Dogs are jumping on me. My wife, Celeste, like, what are you doing? I said, I'm stretching. And she laughs and walks away. Comes back few minutes later. Why are you still on the ground? I'm stretching. I'm trying. Laughs and walks away. I'm just playing with the dogs. Does that sound better? Does that sound more believable
right.
for me? But this 75 hard, it's a commitment. You're giving up booze. You're eating properly. You're putting in some reading, drinking more water. I mean, there's a lot of things there.
And then you're also doing 2 45-minute workouts a day,
mm-hmm.
one of which has to be outdoors, rain or shine, sleet or snow. You got to be outside. And we're coming into fall, and the weather is going to turn quick. But I've been thinking about doing it. One of the reasons is I want to be so tired that I don't think about texting some of my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, so you're going to do the hard 75?
You're going to stay so busy so you don't feel lonely. Is
yes.
that it? Okay.
I went so far. I've been practicing, trying to see if I really could do 2 workouts a day. So I did 2 workouts over the weekend. And I put wrist weights on for my walk so that my arms would be so heavy that I wouldn't even want to hold my phone. I was like, how tired can I make my arms?
My gosh.
There's a lot of thought in there. That's like Hope Heart 75. You're going next level.
It's like hitting yourself with a mallet. I knocked myself out. That way, I'm too unconscious to be able to call my exes. And it worked.
You know, that's better than what I've tried to walk with. You know, bugs love me. I'm all you can eat. The mosquitoes, they see me coming. So I'm on the trails. I'm zip, 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 constantly scratch it back on my calf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The front there, the knee and everything. So my wife got these mosquito repellent. They look like bungee cords, but you put them on your ankles or you put them on your wrist, right? So she got it for both of us, and they're yellow, so they're bright yellow. And so I got them on my wrist and on my ankles, and I'm walking like you. Mine is to prevent being eaten alive by these mosquitoes. Yours was so you don't text. Then I stop at a convenience store for a little replenishing, hydrating drink, and this motorcycle guy is laughing at me. He's looking at my wristbands and my ankle bracelets. Really?
Nice jewelry.
Really? So I don't get eaten. Really? And he's laughing and everybody's pointing at me. I'm like, this is for the mosquito repellent.
Right.
What do you think? I wear this all the time. It's not my style.
Well, they kind of look like something you throw your hair up with when you have long hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it looked like you had hair scrunchies on both your arms and legs.
So I offer. Yes, it did. Anyway, I'm like, here, you want to borrow him? Do you get bitten on the bike? He's like, I'm not putting that on. I'm like, oh boy, what an experience. I got to get back on the trail. Keep walking.
I got to go.
Yeah. So you're going to go all in? Are you going to do this 75 hard?
I'm thinking about starting it next week because there's no alcohol and I have a wedding on Friday. So
it's not a good time for me.
I think.
What do you think's going to happen when you go to that wedding, you have a little drinky poo, and you start texting the exes?
No, phone's going to be locked away in the car.
Yeah, right.
On Friday, leave the phone with TJ. She'll lock it up.
I think that's a good idea. And I'll give it back to you when the 75, whatever it is, it's done.
All right.
75 days, I'm going to be without my phone now?
Yes. You can't be trusted.
92.5 WBEE. How about this for seal of approval? Blake Shelton talking about Post Malone.
He's so knowledgeable about country music. The fact that it's truly coming from a place of, I think a dam finally burst with him, and he's just able to do this thing that he's always wanted to do versus just trying something different. You know, I feel like Post is probably here to stay in country music.
Wow, what a seal of approval. Blake Shelton.
I ended up down a rabbit hole of Post Malone on stage, you know, people who were posting videos. And I'm like, man, that guy dances like nobody's watching. Have you seen his dancing? I'm like, I don't know whether I'm a little disturbed, but I can't look away. I'm like, what's he doing?
I feel like he and I should go for a dance off.
Yeah.
It's not, whatever it is, it's like definitely coming from deep down within. And he's just like, his inhibitions are totally gone.
And if you're not sure if you're a good dancer, no one's ever told you or not, just blame it on Post Malone. I dance like Posty I dance like Hope. Either way is a good excuse.
If people are staring, they can't look away.
I've explicitly been told multiple times that I'm a terrible dancer. So if someone tells you that they dance like me, I'm sorry.
You know, Blake Shelton was on College Game Day. He was the celebrity picker this Saturday morning. Jelly Roll has done it. Luke Bryan's done it. Jason Aldean is hoping to be invited. They haven't invited him yet. He feels a little slighted. So they get some country artists on there, and Matthew McConaughey's done it. They get some actors. But Blake Shelton was fun. He was joking with the guys, and he lives in Oklahoma, you know. Mm-hmm. So they were at the game. It was Tennessee at Oklahoma. So he's Oklahoma. He'd get the crowd going, just saying it, and they're all screaming. And he goes, look, back in the day, my sister shaved the side of my head like Bosworth. Brian Bosworth was the big, blonde, spiky hair linebacker for Oklahoma, but he was doing it before anybody, shaving the sides of his heads, the lines in there. And so Blake said as a kid, his sister did it to him. do you ever look back at those photos and you're showing your kids and they're like, what were you thinking? No, it was a big deal back then. It really was.
They still want it done. I mean, I can't tell you how many times. Well, Liam was little. I don't know where he saw it, but he always wanted lightning bolts. And he kept asking for lightning bolts on the side of his head. I go, son, your head is so pale and hair is so blonde that you can't see it, hun. And so he's like, I still want it done. So he'd get all upset because he'd look in the mirror and you can't see it. It's like blonde on white and you can't see it. And he just wanted this lightning bolt on the side of his head. And I'm almost like, should have drawn on there with something.
Or use a color, all that hair color spray
something.
Now.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just...
At any given time, did you have anything shaved from your head?
No.
Not at all?
Nope.
See, I did the mohawk and stuff for football and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. No. I got the picture if you want to see it. How about you? Shaved your head at all?
No, I've never shaved my head.
I have been every color, though, for any show I was in. Any play I was cast in, it's like they always wanted to change my hair color.
Okay.
They're like, oh, yeah, this is a redheaded role. I'm like, okay, great. Well, this one would really picture you with dark black hair. I'm like, oh, okay. So I have been every color in the rainbow.
Well, because you got the theater background, you did a lot of live shows.
And it's just hair.
So what's great is whenever you want to change your hair color, okay, we don't judge. You want to do it, you do it, yeah. But you could always use that excuse. Well, I'm in this play. If it, you know, maybe,
right?
Yeah,
it's not. I'm in a show.
It's for theater.
It's for the show.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. So you're becoming a new parent, especially for the first time. You might need a little help. Hope says Baby Olympics is the new thing. It's pretty much where your friends or family members let you borrow their baby to become a good parent when you have yours.
Yeah, I just saw my friends do this. They're pregnant and first time parents. So they went, borrowed their friend's baby, and the parents were like, okay, now we got to have you making a bottle, but you got to do it while you're holding the baby. They're making the baby crying sound so that he's like ready to handle the stress of that. They're like, okay, now you got to test it, make sure it's not too hot.
Jeez.
Okay, now we're going into diaper changing, now we're going into sucking boogers, like every possible thing.
The booger sucker,
yeah,
that was our technical term for it too,
the booger sucker.
Yeah.
So did they say it helped doing all these activities before they have theirs, what to be prepared for? It seems like a good idea.
They did great. So they felt a lot more reassured with the baby coming that they were prepared.
Hmm.
I can't remember what it was in high school. Maybe it was a form of economics, but we had to wear the fake belly as boys to know what it feels like to be pregnant. And so... You know, for the week, I had to walk around with, you know.
Wow.
So I had to.
A week?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So I had, you know, I was happy husky and then really, you know, fake pregnancy belly there. Yeah. That was when I went to school, they taught that and, you know, teaching other things about
parenthood,
safety and parenthood. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know where I'm going with that.
I've seen that on TikTok where the dad, they go through and put like a watermelon on his stomach. And then take saran wrap to really hold it all in there and be like, okay, now bend down, pick something up.
Right.
Let's see if you can do all these things with a big belly on front of you.
Now
so.
Sleep and drive and do all the things that you do during the day. Yeah.
Give major props to moms out there. Thank you so much for all you do. Multitasking.
That's pretty funny, though. I mean, I probably would have, before I had Morgan, before you have your first, you do freak out like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I remember being in the hospital and thinking, I can't believe they're just going to give this baby to me to take home. Like, I got scared.
Yeah.
You know? And I just kept reading those. At the time, it was just like Parent Magazine, Parent Magazine. I was just reading all these articles because it made me feel like, okay, I'm going to be more prepared because I've read more about it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever gives you that reassurance, we're going to do it anyways. It's our human nature to figure it out, and we do it. But to help our own, like, peace of mind, yeah, maybe having, like, a little a run-through, if you will.
Because I remember when we were having our kids, and after, you know, the first one, you're just nervous. Like, I don't know. Am I ready? And I remember the doctors and nurses like, it'll come to you naturally.
I know. And you're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
How will I know? Like, you just will. Like, it's some sort of magic. Yes. They're like, it'll just happen. I'm like, but what if it doesn't?
I need cliff notes.
I know.
What's going to happen?
What if I'm different than the other people on the planet?
Right.
What if it doesn't just happen for me? But they are so right. How many nurses had to stay up and assure first-time parents?
Yeah.
It'll just be happening.
Baby Olympics, I like that. Do a little trial run there. And the key is the multitasking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holding, one arm making a bottle, one arm changing, and you're holding and this and that. Yeah.
It just make the parent feel more confident.
You can do it. And if all else fails, give us a call or text. We'll walk you through everything. We're here for you. You know that.